Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. It's your boy Juwan Mass here, the Paranormal Poppy. Welcome to Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers, brought to you from Discovery Plus.
Hello, hello, hello. What's up? What's up? What's up? I know it's been a while, our dear listeners. Have you missed us? Because this is your boy, the Marcus Harvey here.
And please don't forget about the one and only Daylan Spread. Now listen, y'all. I am talking to a great guy today. I'm talking, this man is amazing. You might have not heard of him specifically, but you have definitely heard of his work.
Come on now.
This is the great Alan B. McElroy. Man, listen, he is a horror thriller screenwriter extraordinaire.
I'm telling you, he is definitively best known for his work on the Spawn franchise. Whoa. Y'all know that.
Whoa.
And, bro, he has a nice pen game. Like, he penned some of your favorite horror films, such as Halloween 4.
Say word.
The Return of Michael Myers.
Come on now.
And Wrong Turn.
Man, you know I made a whole bunch of right turns after I saw Wrong Turn. I was like, I ain't going to do that.
Had you afraid of a bad decision?
Man, that thing had me scared, bro.
Listen, man. Our podcast today is covering something that he is very familiar with. I mean, he set a lot of his work within this environment, per se.
What environment?
Man, trees and forests.
Wait. So the creepiness of what's happening in forests, or like...
It depends on how many there are.
It's not a
car. To answer your question, Marcus, yes.
Oh, okay.
All right, bro. What did he say about trees and forests?
Okay, Juwan. I like where your head is, man. But give me a second. You're jumping the gun.
Okay.
Look, I asked him, man. I said, look, man. Why do so many movies, like, take place in the forest?
Forests feel eternal. There's a cycle of life that happens in forests that's sort of magical and mysterious, but also the idea that there's a darkness in there. There's the forest we have tried to overcome, to tame, to escape, but yet it continues to exist. Things go into the forest that never come out. It's something that just brings a mystery to us that we gravitate to.
That's deep, man. You know what's kind of crazy about that? Because if you think about how, like you said, something can go into the woods or the forest but doesn't come out, it's because, like, it's almost like the land sea, if you will. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if you go to the ocean, we don't know what's deep into the ocean.
Oh, that sounds cool what you said, Marcus, but did you just call the forest the land sea?
Yes, it's the land sea.
Okay.
Forest is the land sea.
Wow.
That's a new word.
Now, that's deep. So that's coming up. And as we said before, we will dig into the power and the fury of forests and earth and nature and the entire life cycle.
Calm down, Pastor.
Calm your ass down. Calm your ass down.
Offering plate.
No, there was no offering plate. Just calm down.
Y'all ain't give me nothing. Nothing for that.
No ties on that one, man.
I'm sorry, guys, but listen, man, it's just really fascinating. Like, so many crazy stories happen in the woods.
Yeah.
Little Red Riding Hood.
Yeah.
The Three Little Pigs.
Yeah.
What? I thought it was the Three Little Bears.
Hey, man, them too.
Okay.
Pigs did have a house in the woods.
So they did.
They did, because there's a wolf.
Think about all the movies, right, that have woods attached to them. Like we said, Wrong Turn, the Evil Dead series.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Shoot, even Poltergeist has some trees.
Man, you did they, wait, it was just in their backyard though, right?
But it was some trees.
Okay, there was some, okay, you're right, my bad. I didn't
how,
want to clear
how many trees do you need before it's considered a forest?
I say about seven of them.
So if you got seven trees in your yard.
Yep, about seven of them.
So if you have seven of them trees in your yard.
If you got about seven of them trees in your backyard, you got about a forest in there.
Okay.
You got about half a forest.
You just have a quarter of a forest.
Actually, a quarter of a forest, yeah.
It's true, really. We also have Sleepy Hollow.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of Dalen Spratt's favorites, the Blair Witch Project.
Look at you knowing your man.
Nah, you remember when we were out there doing that investigation, bro, and like the motion detectors started going all off in the woods.
In the woods, though.
No, I'm telling you, fellas, I don't feel comfortable in the forest, especially late at night. But I've done wilderness survival training. I know how to tie a few knots. I don't like forests. I really don't feel comfortable in them.
But you, how are you going to be an Eagle Scout and you don't like forests?
You guys weren't in that, so you don't know the order of things.
Have you ever been camping?
I have. You've seen me put up a tent.
Whoa.
You've been there.
That was mad aggressive.
Well, I'm letting you know I got statistics.
He got receipts.
The lantern he had.
The lantern and the lighter.
The little khaki shorts.
He definitely had the khaki shorts.
Those came above the knee. Those, I was a man before I was a boy.
Jawan been wearing thigh shorts since the third grade.
And he's wearing them right now.
Boy Scout motto is just to always be prepared. But do you remember we investigated that forest in Massachusetts?
No, that's the episode where they had all them dead bodies buried in the backyard.
Yeah. Episode with Woods has a lot of dead bodies.
And Buddy was like, I don't know how all these dead bodies got in my backyard.
Right. And then we start slowly creeping
on the
back.
Edge of my property,
backwards. Yeah, it was crazy, man. I mean, it's unique when you go into the woods, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
Originally from Cleveland, Ohio, bro, my man has lived in L.A. since the early 90s. His first love for horror came when he was watching the movie Jaws. But look, he also threw in Poltergeist.
Okay.
Which also has what?
Trees.
And woods in the yard. So here I am with Alan B. McElroy. Welcome. See, Alan is a screenwriter, producer, and director of film, television, comic books, and video games, man. He is best known for his work on the Spawn franchise, Halloween 4, The Return of Michael Myers, and don't forget about Wrong Turn. So the movie Halloween, you wrote it in, it's 11 days? Is that correct?
Yep.
11 days you wrote a blockbuster hit in 11 days.
Yeah, I was young. I was young and full of energy.
Right. What was that like? Can you remember that 11 days? You know what I mean? In your life, like what was going on, where you were in your head.
Well,
like,
I was just in the Writers Guild, just recently in the Writers Guild. We were heading towards a strike in 1980. And so we had 11 days before the strike hit. So I sat down and, you know, I had back then I could write really fast. I think the fastest screenplay I ever wrote was like 4 days. So 11 days wasn't really that traumatic for me. I was used to just writing that kind of relentless kind of pace. And that's what I did. Just spit out a story in 11 days. And, you know, again, it's just sort of writing from, you know, what was inorganic and authentic. And I think one of the things that gets lost in the writing process and screenwriting, especially, is that the initial writer writes something that feels very organic and authentic and real and pours from their heart. And through the process of notes, you know, producer notes,
right,
directing notes, you know, studio notes, that can get sort of bled out of a project. So you wonder why, wow, that's a great idea. Why did it turn into a bad movie? It's usually that process of development can destroy a project. Whereas they didn't have time to do that with Halloween 4. They didn't have time to develop it. They also had an end date of a release date. And so they were sort of back against the gun to go make the movie. And I think that's why I think, you know, just, you know, serendipity and the blessing of God brought it all together. That happened so well.
That's dope, man. I appreciate you saying that. And many blessings to you, man, on your path and journey with your work, bro, because you deserve it. So that was a feel-good moment. Time to bring it back dark. This episode, man, we're talking about the woods and trees and forests right? Mm-hmm. So in your movie Wrong Turn, there's a quote at the beginning. It was like, y'all told us not to go, but we're going back anyway. Right. Why do you feel like the woods and the forest is just like this creepy, creepy place that like people still to this day feel like they have to explore?
I think because forests feel eternal. Mm. There's a cycle of life that happens in forests that's sort of magical and mysterious, but also the idea that there's a darkness in there. The forest we have tried to overcome, to tame, to escape, but it continues to exist. Things go into the forest that never come out. Mm. The forest wastes nothing. You know, an animal goes in there. If you've ever watched a time lapse of a deer that has died in the forest, within a matter of hours, that deer has been completely consumed. The forest has consumed it and brought it back. The primordial forest is something that is that just brings a mystery to us that we gravitate to. It remains unknown because these are living things. Trees are living things.
Right.
Do they speak to each other? Do they talk to each other? So all that, I think, speaks to our souls and is both terrifying. It's dark, but it's also a mystery that we can never completely unravel. I think that's what draws us back to it.
Do you find yourself incorporating some of those themes into your movies and scripts?
Oh, absolutely. Because the forest must also be a character. And when I was if you read the script for Wrong Turn, I want the forest to also feel like it. You know, there's life. There's character to it. Shadows and darkness in that forest, there's a life behind everything. It's alive. It's speaking. The way the wind, goes through the trees, the way the leaves rustle, all those things. And there's always more life in a forest than you know of. And that's what also is fascinating, that at no point when you're walking through a forest are you far away from anything that's alive, that's moving, that's living, that's battling, that's struggling, that's living and dying.
Right.
It's all happening around you all the time.
So when you come up with these dark stories or these horror stories or these creepy worlds, do you ever scare yourself? Like, do you ever get lost in it? And like,
I try to scare myself. Yeah. Right. It's like, I ask myself, what would scare me? You know, how can I write myself into a corner that I can't get out of? Mm-hmm. I mean, because if I can write myself into a corner I can't get out of, or I have to figure a way out of, then the audience will be surprised as well. And so I do try to scare myself. I try to challenge myself on things that, like, what here would scare me? What if I turned around and saw this?
Yeah.
How would that be frightening? And then how would I overcome that? You know, that's also part of it.
Right. So let me ask you this question, Alan. In a dream world, right, you could have anything you ever wanted. What is one horror movie or franchise that you would love to get your hands on?
Alien.
Really?
Yeah.
Why Alien?
Without a doubt, Alien.
You said that Alien. Fast. You've been thinking about that.
Oh, because Alien, to me, is a perfect movie. And it was one of the best movies, most influential movies for me when I was in college. I probably watched it 100 times. It's a perfect movie. It's a haunted house movie. It really was revolutionary for its time. So much science fiction, of course, has mimicked it. And yet it still stands alone as sort of this perfect, perfect movie. I love science fiction and I love horror. It's a perfect mix of both. The characters are very real and organic, and I just love it.
I was going to ask you, like I ask everybody else, what's next for you? But you have so much stuff on your plate. Do you have that next thing that you're like, oh yeah, as soon as I get my second, I'm going to get this out my head, man?
Well, it's funny because I had, that's the problem. I have so much in my head that I want to get out.
Right.
There was one thing that I wanted to do for years, but it just turned out someone else was doing it. For years, I wanted to write the story of Bass Reeves. Because Bass Reeves, to me, is, bar none, the greatest Western hero that has ever walked the face of this earth.
Yeah.
That Bass Reeves should have been on the wall of every Black boy, girl, I don't care, whoever. He was a hero, and his poster should have been on every single bedroom wall. 100%. And I wanted to write his story so badly because it's just like, Wyatt Earp, forget Wyatt Earp. His story is the story to be written. And that's kind of the thing that also I'm on a crusade to kind of do. Finding all these stories about great Black, African-American, whatever, stories that have gone untold.
I love that, man. Like I always say, man, representation matters. It definitely matters, man. Well, Alan, man, I appreciate you, man, taking the time to speak with me today. I really enjoyed myself thoroughly.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure, man.
I appreciate you guys.
Many blessings to you, man, and your career journey, man. Like, I love the fact that you're doing what you love.
You too.
I love that, man. What a dope job. I love that, y'all, man. That was crazy. Good job, Daylan. I mean, what a dope guy, man. How in the hell are you going to write a full script in 11 days? I mean, I need some of that magic. I can't do nothing in 11 days. I can't even put my clothes up in 11 days. They still unfolded right now as we speak.
When you find a plug, connect me, because I may need some too.
I got you, bro.
But yeah, man, like, this dude's like done so much, bro. I mean, this brother is like super impressive. I mean, from film to TV, gaming, comics. Like, he's a renaissance man. Like that's the true definition of a renaissance man.
He's a visionary, man.
Man, I would love to sit here and talk about our guy, McElroy. But listeners, hold tight. We got to go for a little break, but we'll be right back. And I want you to beat us there.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, now, y'all, we're back.
Now on to the best part of our show, which is hearing from you. We have a scary story from one of our listeners, Tiffany in West Virginia. Check it out.
On August 4th, 2021, me and my parents drove out to see the haunted old hospital on College Hill in Williamson, West Virginia. And as soon as we got to the location and had parked, my dad immediately said that he got this strong feeling that something was telling him, don't step out of the car, because as soon as you touch the ground, they'll know you are here. And a few minutes after he said that, I had gotten out of the car and walked over to take a photo of this location. And then when I got home later that evening, I had looked back at the photo I took, and I noticed what looks like a child apparition of a little boy standing in the second floor window of the hospital. And of this child, you can see all of his facial features as well. Like, you can see the outline of his head, his chin, his cheekbones, his forehead, his eye indents, his nose, his mouth. And you can see, like, his neck and his shoulders as well.
Okay.
Wow.
Let me tell you why that's creepy.
Because you said head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Okay. I just want to make sure y'all caught the same thing I caught. Because I'm like, that whole apparition.
I thought she was about to be like shoulders, chest, pants, shoes.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, how much does this child weigh, too? Since you know it's came out 10 pounds.
Let me ask you this. Do you become more afraid when that child apparition is doing the hokey pokey? Or does that make you feel a little bit more friendly towards it?
If it's doing a jovial dance, I'm cool with it.
But if it was doing,
but if it's just staring at you,
if it was doing the pocket knife,
yeah.
Oh, I'm drawing him. I'm like, do the pocket knife. Oh, we pocket knife.
Do the pocket knife.
I hope our listeners catch that.
Hey man, y'all Google the pocket knife. Oh, never mind. Google's not paying us. Y'all use whatever search engine that we use
from Discovery Plus.
From Discovery Plus.
Matter of fact, just search on Discovery Plus and you'll find the pocket knife.
Search
somewhere.
The pocket knife,
man. You just recently had an apparition occurrence, didn't you?
Man, he wasn't doing the pocket knife.
And it wasn't a child?
And it wasn't a child, Jawan. God dang. And, but crazily, it was at a mental hospital.
Yeah.
You know what? Spirits linger around those places. And it's sad that that was a child lingering in the old hospital window.
If I was a spirit.
Where you would be lingering in. I know.
Church.
Popeyes.
Man, you think I'm going to go to a service? I'm going straight over.
For a crispy chicken sandwich.
Man, I'm at a beach. I'm straight at a beach.
Popeyes on the beach?
No, why y'all keep saying Popeyes?
Everybody loves a good biscuit. I'm not talking about
no
Popeyes.
Chicken. No, I'm not talking about no chicken. That's not what I wish for in my afterlife. Chicken. What are you talking about?
He's going to be a vegan in his afterlife.
Yeah, I actually might. I'm going to have a six-pack in the afterlife. Because I ain't going to have it on Earth.
Ever? We've come to that conclusion.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes you just got to settle on life. I'm good here with a belly. Yeah, Lord.
Now, look, if you want to hear your voice on this podcast, you got to send us a voice note that's around a minute long to ghostbrotherspodcast.com. Look, we want to hear all your crazy, paranormal, freakish stories. Now, that's ghostbrotherspodcast.com. Send your stories.
But now, guys, are we ready for the game? So I'm going to ask you a question, right? About trees or forests. So the question is going to be, is this a made-up tree or not? Or okay. I need you to say which state this national forest or park is located. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Are you guys ready?
I'm
going to be completely honest with you. That really don't make sense to me. Because how is a tree going to be made up?
Just shut up. Just listen, bro. Okay. This is a tree or not. A butterbell.
Butterbell. I'm going to go with no. What'd you say, Jawan?
I'm going to go with no.
Okay, you guys are right, actually.
Okay. All right.
It's a butternut.
Mm-hmm.
And where is it found? Since you guys know that it wasn't a real tree. Where do you find it, guys? Where do you find a butternut tree?
Oh, that's definitely in the South.
South where?
That's definitely in the South. South of Canada.
Okay.
Okay.
It's
right underneath Canada.
Yeah, we're gonna go with southeast.
Okay, got you. Pretty close. You can say central Iowa, actually, or central Minnesota is where these things are also.
Oh, I was right.
Okay.
South of Canada.
South of Canada.
Here we go, guys. Where is this national park? Denali National Park and Preserve.
It's over by the Yukon National Park.
You right. You know exactly where it's at. Where is that? Yep.
I'm going to say Greenboat, Alabama.
Greenboat? So you just put a color and just an object together. That's the name
Greenboat,
of the city.
Greenboat, Alabama.
And that's the name of the city.
No, my cousin Forrest, he was born there.
Greenboat?
Greenboat, Alabama.
And that was in the Denali National Park?
Yep.
Your cousin was born in the Denali National Park?
In Greenboat, Alabama.
Yeah.
Forrest. Gump is his last name.
I thought it was Whitaker.
What did you say? What did you say? Oh, you thought it was Whitaker. Okay.
Yeah, I just.
And what did you say, Jawan?
Oh, it's Montana.
Okay, you both are wrong. Alaska.
Are you serious?
All right, here we go. You guys ready?
Yep.
Is an American elm a tree or not?
Yeah, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh.
So, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. You guys are correct. You're on the road, guys. All right, Voyagers National Park. Where is that at?
Voyager or Voyager?
Voyager.
Because Voyager National Park, that's in Bay.
That's in downtown.
You know where that's at. That's on the strip.
You know where that's at.
Yeah, that's on the
You
high
a wild
rise.
Boy. You know where that's at.
Hey, it's a $100 cover charge.
You a wild boy for that one. You know where that is. So you say
I'm going to go with Vegas.
No. You're going to go with Vegas anyway?
I'm going to go with Vegas.
You still going to go with Vegas. Okay, what about you, Jawan?
See, I got to go with, I'm going to go with New Hampshire.
What? New Hampshire?
You just want to throw New Hampshire?
I know states.
Where is it?
Okay, it's actually in Minnesota, guys.
Okay.
All right, guys, ready for the next one?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is this a tree or not? The neem tree.
The neem tree.
The neem tree. You know what I mean?
The neem. Neem. Yeah. Your shin bones connected to you.
Neem tree.
No, yeah, I'm going to go, yeah, neem bone.
The neem.
The neem bone? Neem, that's, I said, is it a tree or not? It's a bone. So you're saying it's a bone?
I'm going to say the neem bone is a tree.
The neem tree is a tree.
Okay, you're getting automatically half of it's deducted. Just half of it's deducted already.
Why?
Dalen, half of your answer is already deducted because you already just said it's a bone. So half of that's already.
No, good. I said the shin bone's connected to the neem bone.
Okay. And you said it's an actual tree?
Yes.
Both of you are saying tree.
The neem tree is.
I hate that I have to give you that. I hate that I have to give you a correct answer for that one because I just feel like you just fell into the right answer on that one.
They used to tell me that in school, Dalen. You got to show your work, Dalen. How'd you get the right answer?
I didn't
answer?
Think that you just made that up right.
Because I looked at.
Because you know science?
Because I cheated.
Wow. No, it's a plant. It's actually good for healing.
Okay. Then there's the last question. The final question. Where is Isle Royale National Park?
That's where they shot James Bond.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that was in the United States, bro.
So I'm going to go with yes.
What? I said, where is it?
And I'm going to say yes.
Isle Royale National Park. Let's go with Minnesota.
Okay. Okay, I like where your head is. I'm going to go with, what is it? How you spell it? How you spell Isle? Because that determines where my answer goes.
It determines what part of the country it comes from.
Is L.E.
Is L.E.
Yeah, is L.E.
I'm going to go upstate New York.
Okay. That's not by knowing the phonetics of it. That's how you learn where it's from. Oh, that sounds like that's northern New York.
That's northern New York. That's the New York is L.E.'s.
You are both wrong.
What?
Yes, it's in Michigan. That's the game. You want to tally it up?
I know for sure I got four right.
No. Four in which, no. In which game? You talking about for the total seasons? Bro, you have gotten four questions right?
You know what? We should really just like stick to paranormal investigating, guys.
But who do you think won? Actually, Jawan won.
No, you did not.
This is not good sportsmanship.
Dalen, you literally just got 1 point, bro. literally 1 point. I've never seen such a poor performance in this game before. All right. I liked that game.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't, bro.
Whatever, man. Man, I like that game. But listen, we didn't just want to hear us talk about ourselves on this podcast. We want to hear from you.
In fact, we'd love to hear from you. So if you have a scary story,
remember, we're always looking to hear your scary stories. If you have a creepy experience with an urban legend, send us a voice memo at ghostbrotherspodcast.com and maybe yours will be on our next episode.
Thank you for joining us for Ghost Brothers, and you're listening to Urban Legends with Ghost Brothers. See you next week. Thank you for joining Ghost Bros. Urban Legend is Ghost Brothers. See you next week.
See you soon.
And if you started a party, cried it up a 2-pow, invited everyone you knew.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers is produced by Neon Hum Media for Discovery Plus. For Discovery Plus, our executive producer is Marissa Lucy. For Neon Hum, our executive producer is Shower Morris. Our lead producer is Crystal Genesis. Our associate producer is Chloe Chobel. Our production manager is Samantha Allison. Music by Asha Ivanovich. Concept by Odelia Rubin and Shara Morris. And our show is engineered by Mark Bush and Lila Williams.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.